From health and wellness to education,
we need to be thinking about what it takes for students to succeed.
From art and politics to social issues of the day,
we have young Black males who are thriving in their communities and who are being shown as leaders.
The journey is what matters.
I would say to all of us, we can be better than we are.
Let's join Dr. Wayne A.I. Frederick, president of Howard University, and his guests as they take steps on the journey.
They call her a seasoned leader and an athlete motivator. They call him a program builder and a player developer. They are Howard University's women's and men's basketball head coaches, Taisha Ty Grace and Kevin Nickelberry. Welcome.
Thanks for having us, Dr. Frederick.
Thank you.
So, Ms. Grace, I'm going to call you Coach Grace while you're here. I know your nickname is Ty. I'll leave that for your colleagues. I'll call you Coach Grace during your tenure here.
Okay.
And I like the word grace because I believe it's the source that goes between love and life. So I'm going to like calling you Coach Grace. You are the newest head coach of the Lady Bison women's basketball program. Tell me a little bit about your own background growing up in New York.
I am from New York, Long Island, to be more specific. I grew up in Roosevelt, small town, home of Dr. J, by the way, just in case anybody wanted to know that. I didn't start playing basketball, honestly, until I was about 14. Had a great coach in high school who kind of guided us, not just on the floor, but off the court. And, end up getting a scholarship to University of New Haven to play basketball, and got my degree there and finished, and then went on to grad school right after that, and that's how I started my coaching career, actually, as a graduate assistant at Fairleigh Dickinson University.
And your undergraduate degree was in management of sports industries?
Yes.
Okay. Now, tell me what your philosophy is about the student athlete, which today is something that gets bandied around a lot, but here at Howard University, as you know, we are very, very serious about academics with our athletes. But tell us a little bit about your philosophy about what the student athlete means today.
Student athlete, for me, obviously the word student comes first because academics is a very high priority, because once they leave, the university, after they're done with their playing career, they're going to go out into the society and hopefully be productive citizens. So obviously being a student is one of the most important things for me, and I strive to talk about academics, from a recruiting perspective and everything. So that is a very, high on the list in terms of, acquiring quality student athletes to the university.
Okay. Now, Coach Nickelberry, you were born right here in Washington, D.C. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, again, born here in Washington, D.C., PG County, as well as Northeast. My parents were separated when I was young, so I spent a lot of time in Northeast growing up, catching the subway over to PG County, where I was when I was young. Went to Central High School, then went to Virginia Wesleyan College, a small school in Virginia Beach, Norfolk area. Graduated out of high school 5'3", grew 6 inches in height in college. So I've always been that kind of guy, underachiever, the guy who's trying to overachieve, trying to do the impossible. And I wanted to be a coach early, so I was able to be a graduate assistant at Old Dominion when I was after my senior year with Oliver Purnell and Eddie Jordan, some of those guys, and that really just made me love basketball, made me love the challenge. And I left there, and obviously 7 years, seven schools later, starting with Howard, I was an assistant at Howard 20 something years ago, and coached in the ACC and the BCS schools for 19 years, and then went to the other HU, had some success. And was blessed enough to come home to Howard, where my parents went to school, where my aunts went to school, the school on the hilltop, my dream school. And I'm very excited. I'm very blessed to have this opportunity.
Now, you've been the coach since 2010. I recently signed a renewal in your contract for multiple years. We think you've done an excellent job. And obviously, signing a renewed contract means that we have faith in you in terms of going forward to win. Tell me a little bit about what your philosophy is around the student athlete and the philosophy around your team performance.
Well, I'm extremely, blessed to have worked for some great presidents who believed in me. And obviously, once you took over and we sat down, you gave me your vision, which I loved, which was, having a program, making Howard a difference maker, making it a mid-major that people talked about, and not just a hobby. And those are things I wanted to hear, because, I've you know, one of the things I've done in my career, because I was that Division III kid that people thought couldn't make it, every job I've ever taken has been a job that people in the business say weren't good jobs. Mm-hmm. We were able to make those eventually postseason jobs, good jobs. And when I took over this program, you know, the goal was to be successful and change the mindset of Howard. It's taken some time, but you know, we've stayed with our philosophy of bringing in good kids with a great character, great academics who can do the work. Don't take chances. They're great students, great character, and the most important thing is that I think Howard hasn't had in a while. We wanted to bring in kids who could play.
So, Coach Grace, I feel very strongly about athletics at the university. It's a big part of my vision for the university going forward. I often describe athletics as a university. It's not a hobby. I expect the young men and women, obviously, to have their academics first. I expect them to perform in the classroom. But just as important, I expect them to win, not just compete. I think it's important when you play sport to develop the discipline around preparation and, you know, getting ready to win. Tell me a little bit about when you think of putting your team together in the preseason and getting the team going, you know, how you go about that process.
Well, Coach Nickelberg just got me very excited about the season. But I think it definitely starts, with discipline and accountability. I think those are, you know, two important components of every program that, you know, a team needs to know going forward in order to get to that point that you talked about of competing and winning. I mean, I think if you don't have those two, it puts you in a different direction. So, you know, my goal is to, you know, have, you know, this team understand how important it is to be disciplined, to be, you know, be the places on time, show up when you're supposed to show up, go to class, be prepared, you know, come to practice on time, you know, do the things that you're supposed to do first, you know, before you get to the floor, that'll kind of set you up for success. So, you know, I believe that hopefully, you know, they will buy into that concept of, you know, just being disciplined, you know, being productive, being the student athletes that they're supposed to be on and off the floor, so that you'll see that reflective in the wins on the floor.
You're listening to The Journey. My guests today are the men's and women's basketball coaches here at Howard University, Coach Nickelberry and Coach Grace, respectively. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Now, just to change gears a little bit around, obviously, we talk about competing and winning, but ideally, for you, when you look at the graduation rates among student athletes in general, the other thing that we want to see is for it to be 100%. When you're in that living room with that parent recruiting that student, what is the conversation you're having around the expectation in the classroom?
Well, they're going to know from the beginning, what the expectation of just knowing, you know, the culture and the history of Howard and, you know, how important academics is coming to this university and you leaving here with a degree that you can take anywhere in the world. They're going to know that, you know, the expectation of their daughter, for me, is to, you know, like I said, go to class, be on time, be prepared, you know, have relationship with professors, know that this is, you know, their way to be a positive citizen in society and be productive and successful.
Now, I'm going to pose a tricky question, starting with Coach Nickelberry. There recently is a transgender athlete signed up at Harvard University swim team. Obviously, when she was initially recruited, you know, she was female gender and recruited to the women's team. Transgender athlete, now he is accepted on the men's swimming team. What is your thought process now, especially as we get into a new era, about the transgendered athlete?
Well, I think in general, sports have changed. I think kids have changed, and I think it's something that we're going to have to evolve. I mean, there was a time when, you know, you can go out there and you can yell and scream all day and kids will respond. When I grew up, I hear the stories from my dad. Of, you know, my coach had walked to school. I really didn't believe him, but, you know, and you could, you know, and my college coach yelled at me every day. And when I first started coaching, I was a get after. You got to change a little bit. Each year I have to get better. You got to get better as a coach. And I think the kids have changed. I think they've become more comfortable with who they are. Mm-hmm. And I think we have to, we have to change with the times. If we don't change with the times, then I think we won't be part of the times. And I think that that, you know, it's going to be, that's not going to be the first. I hate to say that's not going to be the first. That's going to be one of many situations that as a coach and as a university we're going to have to deal with, and we're going to have to put policies in place to be prepared for it.
Now, Coach Grace, one of the things that I am asked about fairly frequently when I talk about athletics is the fact that student athletes, whether they should be paid or not. And obviously, as they unionize, you know, there's a lot coming out of it. I'll tell you what my thought process is about it. Not that I'm sure NCAA is going to listen to me anytime soon.
Right.
I personally think that for the colleges who make, for universities and colleges in NCAA, with NCAA programs, especially at the Division I level, who bring in a certain amount of revenue above their expenses, I think that the kids should get an annuity that they don't have access to until they're 40, 45, you pick a year. But I think that that's how the student athletes probably should be rewarded financially, just because of the amount of money they bring in. I think it's impractical, and that's why you're getting a lot of the one and dones, and they're off. What are your thoughts about, you know, the current NCAA rules and the philosophy around that?
I can agree with your point to a certain extent. I know it is very difficult to have, like you said, to be able to provide those kind of things for student athletes. I do believe that, you know, to play basketball in college is a privilege, not a right. You know, I think them getting their education paid for is certainly, you know, part of the bargain, and I think that's a great bargain to have, you know, your education. But like you said, I think at some universities that, you know, bring in a larger revenue and they're able to provide that, I don't see anything wrong with that as well. I just think sometimes it becomes a competitive disadvantage for universities that don't have that when you are recruiting student athletes and they are able to provide that, and then those other universities can't do the same thing. So that's the only discrepancy or
Right. But I think all three of us would agree that the disadvantage already exists, because when you go to recruit all of those kids,
yes, it's just more of a disadvantage.
That's exactly
more disadvantage.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So with that in mind, Coach Lickleberry, as you look at, you know, this the upcoming season, the conference, let's get into a little bit of the details of what, you know, some of the Arden fans want to hear about. And, you know, what about your team you think, you know, this season is going to be very different?
Well, I mean, I think the most important thing is that they know who they are. I know who I am. I know who they are. And our conference knows who we are. You know, people don't want to come play Howard anymore. It was a time when I got here, we were 350 out of 351 schools in RPI, which means we were the next to last best team in the country. We're not that anymore. We beat South Alabama on the road, handily by 15 or 20 points. We beat teams. We won, I think, more non-conference games than they've won in 26 years here. You know, you don't want to play us anymore. You definitely do not want to come to the Burr. I said, and our young talent, as Jeff Goodman says, we have some of the best young talent in the country, not just the MEAC. You know, the Daniels kid and the Miller kid, they are some of the best young players in the country. And for them to pick Howard tells about the name of Howard and what it means. So for the future, it tells me that you can go out and get great players, great student athletes to want to come to Howard, because it means that. And with your leadership and the belief behind that, I think our future is very bright. We're getting invited to tournaments because of the way we play, how excited we are, and because of the name. How are people going to come? When we're on the road, I'm excited to look up in the stands and see all of the Howard alumnus. We played USC this year, and it was packed with Howard people.
Coach Grace, same question to you. As you look at your team's potential this season, what do you see?
I'm hoping that, you know, they'll have a competitive spirit. You know, I don't want to be that team as well that people just want to play for when, you know, we want to, you know, put the best team out on the floor and compete every night so that we have the best chance to win. And hopefully, like I said before, you know, those young ladies will buy into that. And, you know, I'm looking for kids that's going to fight, that's going to go through a brick wall, that's going to, you know, go out and claw every night. You know, that's the hope.
Thanks for being here. My guest today have been the men's and women's basketball coaches here at Howard, Coach Lickleberry and Coach Grace. And they are not just great coaches, but they are leader of men and women and molding the future through their student athletes. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Please join me next time on The Journey.
You've been listening to The Journey with Dr. Wayne A.I. Frederick, right here on the Howard University Radio Network.
This is WHUR Music. WHUR sounds like Washington.